Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We'll go to Connemara next, where around-the-clock protest is continuing outside a hotel in Corna, which has been offered as potential accommodation, an accommodation centre for international protection applicants. The Corna Bay Hotel has been housing Ukrainian refugees since 2022, but locals there say they need the hotel back for tourism now, with the government being asked to support a community proposal to buy the hotel. Well, Drive Time's John Cook joins us live from County Galway now. John, what's been happening?
Well, Fáilseachán, Óstán Cúin, Carna, Cormac, in the remote and scenic part of the country, 80 kilometres west of Galway City, famed for its natural beauty, of course, but unfortunately, it's wet and windy this evening as a group of locals in Carna continue their round-the-clock protest out in this weather in shifts here since Tuesday night. This 26-bedroom hotel is still home to a small number of Ukrainian refugees, just 14, I understand, down from a previous number of 54, as many have moved on, with the current contract expected to expire in August. But recently, the Department of Integration received an offer to house international protection applicants from a provider at this location here instead. Now, this all comes following recent comments from the government and the Taoiseach about a new policy to stop opening asylum centres in places where maybe it was the last hotel in a community, or to look at the economic interests of rural areas or those that have been housing many refugees or asylum seekers previously. So interestingly, a department spokesperson told me that they informed the community and media in recent weeks that they decided to pause an appraisal of this offer to house international protection applicants here in Carna for 3 months because the community is making a proposal to develop the property as a community hotel. Now, many locals I met in Carna doubt that this will ever happen, and they doubt those assurances from government as well, or even that the hotel might be for sale. And following a public meeting of over 200 people recently, rumours have been circulating, particularly on Tuesday, that a group of international protection applicants was about to arrive. This prompted some locals to start this public demonstration outside the hotel, day and night, and even in the wind and rain, as you'll hear, as Maeve Guira of Grupa Gunni of Óstán Cúin Carna explained.
We've been out since because I suppose there's just that sense of fear.
You got word of what happening on Tuesday?
That a bus was coming here
a
Tuesday
bus.
Night. Well, a bus of some sort, we don't know. We don't know what nationality or what kind of group of people were on it. But
no bus ever came. Are there just rumours flying around now that something is happening here that isn't yet?
Well, it was a good tip-off. There was a large Garda presence in the area as well, you know, so there must have been something going on. Now, we got about 150 of the community out in the space of 20 minutes, all locals. And we decided then to keep this up to, you know, out of that fear, you see, that they come in overnight. And I know it's come out today.
They come in overnight. Who's they, Maeve?
Well, the iPass application people, they come in overnight places. It's been seen places, you know. We want our hotel back. That's the main thing.
There is a community-based proposal to maybe buy this hotel or run it as a community facility. And the Department of Integration has said that nothing would happen until June. They would give the community time before any appraisal was carried out. But you have people now protesting day and night. They don't believe those assurances. Is that it?
Well, yeah, that's it. We don't know what's going to happen, and we're here to fight for that. And it's not a fight, I suppose. We're here to stand our ground. This is it's a silent, peaceful gathering, and that's what it is. We're coming together as a community to show that we need this hotel back in our community. Mm-hmm. As a trading hotel for customers and tourists and locals as well that come home from other places to stay for a few days.
You're seeking a meeting with the Minister for Justice or with department officials. What will you say to government? They have said they would end, I suppose, the practice of over-reliance on communities where there was only one local hotel or amenity. You're hoping that might happen here.
Well, exactly. The Taoiseach came out and said that in America, you know, so let him stick to his word now and see, is he going to do that?
Maeve Nigeira of the Grupa Gníomh Óstán Cún Carna there, Cormac. Now, as I met Maeve and others, they were informed through local Sinn Féin TD Mairead Farrell today that Department of Integration officials would be willing to meet with them. But Maeve and others tell me they plan to stay outside the hotel, even in the wind and rain this evening, until they get a commitment in writing that a meeting would take place or that nothing would happen between now and June. Now, some of the other members of the Carna Bay Hotel Action Group were reluctant to speak, but a few gave me their views, starting with Trish Canavan.
We want to get our hotel back for everybody, and we're thinking of our children. And if these people come in, well, we don't know if they're vetted, and we don't know what kind of people they are, and we can't take the government's word
for it. So is this about not wanting international protection applicants and not just wanting a hotel for tourism?
No, we want the hotel back for the locals, and tourists can come and go. We're always happy for that. I mean, this village is like a ghost town now.
Because of not having the hotel?
Yes.
The bars are empty, there's no people around. It's just obvious, it's the only hotel. And then when there's funerals and stuff, people can't have family coming around. We may not have big weddings anymore. Even when there was weddings, people would stay in the hotel. They can't stay around here anymore. It really puts a damper on families coming home. Because as the hotel is full, so a lot of B&Bs and so a lot of other houses. So there's nowhere for anybody to go.
Okay, and the community is feeling the impact. So what do you say is this to government or a message to people owning the hotel or what?
To both. You know, we don't need this pushed on us. And we'd like our hotel back. We'd like our community back. It's really simple. The only people making it complicated is the government.
Barbara.
We're an Irish-speaking community, and it's important to keep that culture going. I mean, it's hard enough to keep it as it is without... We have festivals going on during the year. People come and stay. They've nowhere to stay. So it's important that we try to push it and keep the Irish going and keep the culture going for the area also. It's the basis of the area is our culture and our language, and we're afraid to lose that also.
But are you still a welcoming community? Is there a Fáilte Road for all types of people and people from other nations who need help or maybe shelter here as well, where there mightn't be a viable business maybe for tourism or hasn't been for a number of years?
Well, we are, yes. But when people come here for all these different festivals, they have nowhere to stay. So if they have nowhere to stay, they're not going to come. So it's not going to affect.
Okay.
We need the hotel back to the community.
Okay.
You know, in order to keep everything that we have here alive.
Grimina Macaigh.
Fáilte Road.
Now, protesters outside the Corona Bay Hotel there. Can you tell us more, John, about the local proposal to buy the property and run it as a community-owned hotel?
Yeah, this began last December, Cormac, when the local community co-op group said they became aware the hotel, which was bought by a Cork-based company, Mulcahy Steel, in 2022, might be for sale again. Now, there's been a lot of confusion about this, but I managed to speak to current owner John Mulcahy by phone this afternoon. He declined to be interviewed, but told me he does plan to sell the Carna Bay Hotel, with a number of potential buyers expressing interest, he said. He also declined to comment on the offer received by the Department of Integration to house international protection applicants there, but he expressed concerns about rumours and social media commentary circulating locally and online. But back to the idea to buy the hotel as a community-owned facility, it's being led by Forbert Connemara Lord Cho, the local community development co-op. So I met Bainisteoir Maureen Ní Chuistil Seoige at their offices in Carna to find out more.
We are developing and enhancing our amenities in the area. But the only problem we have, we don't have any beds for the tourism industry. And when I was informed, Forbes Cormara Law was informed in December 2024 that the hotel could be for sale, I suppose we actually took the opportunity to start researching the market and seeing, was there a market there to reopen a hotel? Clearly there is. And as a result, we actually embarked on putting a business plan together. Now, our consultants at the moment is working on that concept.
This would require government funding, a lot of government funding to buy this hotel and run it as a community model. You have until June maybe to convince the government and a hotel owner of that in private negotiations, I'm sure. Can it be done?
I believe it can be done. I think there's an appetite regarding returning hotels to the tourist sector. And I am hopeful we could secure funding and maybe other sources of investment for small rural areas and especially Gaeltacht areas. We have to start protecting our assets, our community and our employment opportunities for the young people to remain in the area. Because if there isn't jobs and services, you know, our population will decrease again. But as well as that, it would damage the Irish language and the all the work that we have been doing as actually Cán Eagraíocht Phleanáil Teanga Chairmara Láir. We are the ones that's implementing the language plan locally. Everything is actually sewn in together. So I do have a tunnel vision in the sense that the hotel should be, I suppose, made available to the community, number one. Or otherwise that we have an opportunity to actually purchase it and actually run it as a community-based hotel. And I think it could be a viable option for this country.
That's Maureen Yichustila Shoiga, manager of Ferbert Connemara Lord, ending John Cook's report from Corna in the Connemara Gaeltacht in County Galway.